you guys. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy Wednesday. Almost Valentine's Day. Galentine's Day. Palentine's Day. Oh, my camera just That's awesome. Guys, I'm trying to record. What a great start to the episode.
It happens. This is realities. But yeah, it is Galentine's Day. I am so excited to be with my gal today recording.
Hey.
I think it will be like a very like happy, uplifting, hopefully, episode. But we are going to get a little into the feels, too, with the topic of self-love, which is different than self-care, which I'm learning. So we'll get into that.
I know. I can't wait to get a little bit more into that. I think just our little tips and just a conversation about it, really. Like, not like how to love yourself. Like, I mean, yeah, we have stuff that we do that we practice every day in our daily routine that we're going to share with you guys. But then also just like kind of different mindsets that you can get in and conversations to have. I think it'll just be a overall good episode, especially during this time of year.
I feel the same.
I guess we'll get into the business of the week.
Business of the week.
All right, you guys. So as promised, every week of this month, it's Black History Month. We're going to be doing a Black Small Biz of the Week. I'm so excited to highlight this week's business. It's called Roses and Rubies, you guys. And they have the most scrumptious of products. And I am so excited to get mine in the mail. They have like, you know, like an oil. They have all these different things. I got the dry oil spray. It's called the Grace and Glow Dry Oil Spray. I'm so excited. It comes in this beautiful bottle. It has like dried roses in it, I'm pretty sure. And it's just basically like a dry oil that you spray on your body. And apparently it kind of soaks into your skin pretty fast, so you don't stay super, super like sticky and oily throughout the day. But I just love body oil. I've been super into it lately. I love how it makes my legs feel and look and all of the things. So I'm really excited. So check out roses_andrubies on Instagram, and they have their store link in there as well. But yeah, actually a Gals on the Go listener reached out to us.
Oh.
And she said it was her friend's company. So shout out.
Thank you guys so much for submitting. It really is great and a great way to promote.
It's always sweet.
Yeah, amazing. So we'll have that in the show notes. I'm excited to check that out, Danielle. I love like the self-care products
self-care, self-love for this week especially. It's great.
100%.
So check them out, and now we'll get on into our tip of the week.
Tip of the week. Okay, mine, which is so funny because Danielle and I talked about ours before this. I think they're going to be a little opposite because mine is actually... No, not really. Mine is to rest and to be okay with rest. I am currently... I do a little back and forth from my parents' house on Long Island to the city because I have my car in the city now. And whenever I come home, I swear... I mean, I'm like a little bit of a couch potato. I am, you know, sleeping a lot. It's something about it. Like, I just sleep so much more soundly through the night when I'm home. I don't know if you could relate to that.
Yes, yes. You just get the best sleep when you're home.
Yeah, it's like a comforting feeling in a way. I don't know. I love like my bed is just the best. It's not even just that, but I just feel like I can be like in my element and truly like lounging in sweatpants. And like, it's nice to kind of take a step back. And I feel like the past few weeks, even in January, I've been like really... Although I've been home, I've still been like in that go, go, go kind of mindset. And it's nice to take a step back and be like, hey, I'm going to like let my body chill today, like take an off day. Like I am going to, you know, listen to myself and like read a book and like chill. And you don't have to be working all the time and sleeping more and just listening to my body. And I feel like I really needed, like even today I slept until like 9:30, which is so unlike me. And I know I'm so lucky that I get to do that. But sometimes you just like, it's a quote. It's like, if you don't do it, like your body's, I was talking about this with my therapist. She's like, if you don't give yourself a break, your body's going to take one for you. And I was like, I actually really felt that.
I felt that. That is incredible. And you especially, I feel like you've been, oh my God, the sun's coming out. Thank goodness.
Beautiful.
I feel like you've been waking up super early recently and it's made you super productive and everything. Mm-hmm. But every now and then it's nice to just take a step back if you have the privilege to do
so
and just relax. And I feel you on being home, like, cause then your mom will like cook for you or
it's
whoever.
So great. It's so great. I can't lie. Yes. Yeah. It's nice. It's a nice way to like switch things up. And I've still been going. And I think it's important to recognize that just because you're taking quote a break doesn't mean you're like completely giving up if you're like making lifestyle changes or something like that. Like I still am being quote healthy and like productive mindset and like all those things and still, you know, meditating and reading and doing all those things, but I'm just also implementing more breaks, which I think is just, that's a part of the like healthful journey too, is rest. I mean, you can't like lose weight and you can't tone up and all the things if you're not getting adequate amount of sleep. That's like a thing.
Amen to that. No, yeah, I just pulled this up because you made me think of this thing our friend Katie reposted on her Instagram. It was this thread from @OSierraCreative, and it says, Rome wasn't built in a 3-week turnaround. If you feel pressure to launch your brand, like yesterday, ask yourself, is this coming from a place of panic or preparation? It was just this whole thread about like how it's okay to rest, how it's okay to not get everything done by tomorrow, especially if you're like wanting to do a bigger project. It just made me think of that. I just thought that was cool.
It is so true. And I mean, I think that's, for me, it really applies because like I said, I'm on this like lifestyle journey and like, it's not going to be a 1 month turnaround. It's a lifestyle journey. So if, you know, if one day I'm enjoying snacks with my mom on the couch, like that's part of the journey and that's part of it. And it shouldn't have to be that every day is like super clean. Every day is like, I wake up at 6 a.m. and work out. It does, like that's, to some people that is realistic, but for me, I know my body is like, sometimes it's just like, girl, you got to sleep. Like you need to sleep in.
Definitely. Definitely. I feel you. Well, yeah. So Brooke is right. Our tips of the weeks are quite opposite. No. I will say I am more of a sleeper inner lately. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just my last hurrah in college, just sleeping in. I don't know. It's just like me being a college kid. I feel like it's just like the thing.
I used to sleep until like 10:30, like every day. Like it wasn't, mornings didn't, it simply didn't exist. Like it would be like morning coffee at like noon. Better. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, because we'll like, Lenny and I will literally just stay up so late just in the living room. Like, we're sitting in the living room just talking, watching music videos. It's like our new thing. And then it was, you know, 1 a.m. and we simply were just in the living room, but it just like, it's still like that's
totally
late and it wears your body. So, but anyways, on the contrary, so I have been sleeping in a lot lately. However, I have found that if I can get up early, my tip is get up early with rest though, because I wrote, you know, when your alarm goes off, like just get up, because I snoozed this morning and I thought about myself. I was like, oh my gosh, my tip of the week is to literally not snooze. And what did I do? I snoozed. I say either rest or wake up as soon as your alarm gets off, because it is just this weird in between of like, you're like in that twilight zone if you're like half awake, half asleep, whatever. And I just find that it's very, very hard at first to get up. But once you get up, you wash your face, make some coffee, play that Oat Milk Lattes in the Mountains playlist on Spotify. It just gets you in that mood. I've also been getting up earlier because I have 8 and 9:30s in the morning. On different days. So I want to get up before those classes. I don't prefer to just roll out of bed and get out of the class. I like to have a little bit of a morning. So for me, I do have to wake up a little bit earlier. This is not to say I do this every morning, and proper hours of sleep are so important.
I agree. I think that I've been waking up early. Aside from like this, I came home for like the weekend. I'm going back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I was going to stay home even longer, but I was like, I'm so out of my routine. Like I can't be here anymore, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I think first and foremost, sleep, quantity of like hours of sleep comes first, in my opinion, versus
definitely
for the, like, and I like what you said there about you and Delaney staying up until 1 a.m. and stuff, because I used to do that in college too, but then I wasn't waking up at 6 or 7 the next morning. You know what I mean?
Right. You just got to like mentally think, okay, if I have the privilege to do so, because I understand not everyone can sleep in depending on your schedule.
Totally.
Like, let me just not set my alarm. Like, let me just, also though, I don't wake up super late if I don't. Like, some people can.
I can't. I have to set my alarm, unfortunately.
Do you really? Yeah, that's so interesting. I think I would naturally kind of wakes up.
I would naturally probably get up at like 10, but that's a little too late for me. Like, just to like, carelessly sleep in until. Yeah, I don't have that natural. Well, I mean, now once you start training yourself, like I've been setting my alarm for like 7:38 when I'm on that routine and in the city and whatever. And now I naturally wake up like a few minutes before my alarm. You know, you start getting there.
Oh, I love that.
But I don't know if it's guaranteed though. Like if I'm really tired, my body might just keep snoring.
Yeah. No, I mean, and you, like Brooke said, you know, you just got to listen to your body and see what's up. But sometimes when I wake up early in the morning, it's just such a better start to my day and I'm in a better mood. I'm actually in a better mood sometimes if you get up early. I'm sure you could agree. I know, like, a lot of times I'll wake up and Brooke's already texting me, so I'm like inspired by her too.
I try
do this and it's just amazing. And also on that note though, when I do get up early, I am not waking up early every day. Like, definitely not. I try to take a day or two each week where I allow myself to sleep in, basically like not setting an alarm the night before is what I'm trying to say. So you know, it just depends. Usually that's on the weekends or maybe like a Friday morning, just kind of like picking those nights. Like I'll actively go to bed at night and like literally not set an alarm. But also I don't sleep in super late anyway. So that's kind of my tip.
A little contrast of tips. No, there's a way to do it. There's a way to do both. I know that some people are super busy and whatever, but I was always a fan during finals, you know, when some people, everyone's pulling all nighters. I was like, God, no, I would much rather get the sleep.
You'll do so much. I mean, everyone works differently though, but I personally would do terrible on that exam if I stayed up all night. Uh-huh. I'd be so exhausted. But everyone like works differently. I feel like some people just love that adrenaline and just like taking the exam right after.
Yeah. And pushing it the last minute, like waiting for the final like 2 days to cram. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I mean, I definitely still do that with like homework and stuff for sure. Oh, also funny anecdote, as Brooke would say, I wrote this down yesterday. I asked Ryan because I was like planning my podcast intros with him. What should my tip be this week? Like, do you have any tips? Like something that you do in your daily routine? He goes, he said so many like silly ones, but the one that I just thought was so funny is like, just tell him to drink tap water because of the minerals. And I just started.
What?
I am not going to tell my followers to drink their tap water, especially if it's not like filtered or using a Brita or something.
And we're big Brita gals too.
So big Brita gals. Funny.
Wow.
I thought it was funny. Drink tap water, minerals. I'm like, I hope that's not what you're doing over there. That's I don't know the science, but.
Actually, a good tip of the week is to remind everyone to change their Brita filter because I forget sometimes. And you know, it's been like, if yours has been over 3 months, it is not working anymore. Let me tell you. It's like,
yeah, you know what I need to do? Well, you don't use a Keurig. You pretty much just use an espresso.
Yeah.
We have to.
Nespresso you're supposed to clean too, which I honestly, I'm not gonna lie, you guys, I don't know how to clean it. So like, that's pretty gross.
The way I clean, I think there's solution, but the way I clean it, I just run a couple espresso shots with just water a couple times.
I mean, I guess I've done that before, but
you've probably done that,
but I haven't like Keurig, deep cleaned it yet. What do you have to do?
There's some solution. Like, I think that's really the only way. I don't really know, but Delaney and I literally just ignore it every time. Like, it has never been cleaned. I mean, we've cleaned the filter or the water tank.
Of course. Well,
duh.
Okay. Obviously. We need to do like a poll. Maybe in the Friday polls, we'll say, have you cleaned your like Nespresso Brita?
Okay, I'm writing that down.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I actually am always curious if people genuinely do that. But I will say, you know, I might be slacking on the Nespresso, but my Brita gets changed every 3 months, like on the date. It is very, I have like I got extra. I've had them in my cabinet. I'm like, I have them
That's
stocked
impressive.
Up. Yeah. I know.
Actually, we recently it's totally been a year, but we got this thing that, Delaney and I both use the huge Hydro Flasks and filling up the Brita, it's so savage.
Oh, yeah.
You put it back in the fridge. Like, you know, when you had roommates, it's just a lot.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, really? It's like you got to fill it up before because then you have no cold water. So we got like a thing that you attach to the sink faucet that filters it, and that has been a game changer.
I remember.
Yeah, I really suggest that. It's on Amazon. It's literally $40, and it has changed my life.
Do you have to change the filter of that?
Yes, and we have changed that.
Okay, I was about to say, but have you changed? Okay.
So this is my reminder to – I also talked to her about that for sure. But yeah, so water safety.
It definitely
only OGs know that
the world, I guess. Of course, we live in areas where our water isn't the worst, because I know there's areas of the country where it's like, don't drink the tap water. But like, I mean, they always said it on Long Island. They were like, don't drink the Long Island tap water. Like, it has like carcinogenics and stuff. But our ice machine is connected to it. So like, is that a problem?
That's
like,
my question. It does melt. It does melt into the liquid. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. Yeah, should we get on into our favorite of the week?
Yeah, let's go.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Mine on my fitness journey. No, I have been a huge Amazon gal these days. I always am, but I've just been like so impulsive with it. Like if I see something in a video or if I see something on the street or whatever that I'm like, wow, that would be really smart or like unique. Like I'm looking it up. Like it's already in my cart.
Amazon.
Yeah. I know it's addictive and it really is like fueling just like me buying stuff I don't need, but
totally that's okay.
But this one is something you do need. Okay, so it is these cropped workout tanks. I've posted a lot about them.
Yes, oh my gosh,
yes,
like
they're really good. Support wise people are like, for a larger chested gal, like do they really work? Honestly, no. Like, support-wise, no. Like, if you have a smaller chest, like, it's probably fine and you could go run about in them. But I only wear them for casual wear anyways, or, like, a quick treadmill workout. Not, like, if I'm running 5 miles, I wouldn't count on these for support. But they're just, like, a little... They're very cropped tank. I wear a size large. But the quality of them are really nice. And I like the cut on it. Like, I feel like I wear them with leggings and I like the way I look. They're, like, $20.
They're really cute.
Yeah, really cute. They do have the built-in bra, so, like... If you're just like running casual errands or something, I think it's totally fine. Some people don't care about the support. I definitely need a little more, but I will link them in the show notes. I got like a light gray and I have the black and I really like them.
Oh my gosh, I'm sold. I might need to cop a few.
Yeah, they have fun colors, which is always nice. And I've been seeing a lot of people get like activewear on Amazon. I never know what to get. You know, you see people talk about like specific leggings or whatever, but... these were in the like bestsellers tab. I was just perusing one day. That's how I stumbled on these. Yeah.
No, Amazon. I finally updated my Amazon shop. And as I was doing it, I like found so many new things myself. I was like, oh my gosh, I want everything.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. So what is yours? Amazon.com/shop/DanielleCarolyn?
Mine's Amazon.com/shop/DanielleMarieCarolyn. And yours?
Oh, Danielle Marie Carolyn. Wow. Yeah, throw that.
I don't know why that must
Danielle
have been
Marie. There was, you know. Did you see that TikTok about?
Yes. I just saw it. I know. No, literally, I have met like multiple Danielles, and I'm like, what's your middle name? They're like, Marie. It just happens. I know. I'm like, Mom, really? And she's like, it was my grandma's name. I'm like, still. Like, I literally
cringed,
you know.
It's cute. It's cute. Mine is amazon.com/shop/BrookeMiccio, MICCIO. You know, at least your name has, like, normal spelling. Mine is, like, people are like, what? Like,
Miccio? Really? I mean, Carol's hard, too. People always spell it with, like, an I.
I can see a Y in there, yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen it all. Or Daniel, you know. That happens at Starbucks a lot. Daniel. And I'm like, Daniel, wow, we almost have... And I'm like, oh, they're talking about me. Yep, that's me.
And then, but you see that the drink kind of looks like yours, so you're like, it's probably mine. Like,
yeah,
the worst is when
mine.
They pronounce it a little wrong, or like you have it under like your mom's name or something, and two people reach for it at the same time.
Like, oh, yeah. That's never happened.
Oh,
to
I've
me.
Had that where they'll say like a common awkward. Name, like if I'm like, you know, with a friend or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I'm picking up their drink or whatever, and they say like, you know, Mariah, and I'm like, oh, I'm picking up Mariah's drink, and like another person reaches for it. I'm like, oh wait, never mind. Yeah,
I get so, you know, silly, what I mean? Oh, sorry,
because it's awkward. It's just like when your parents send you in to get pick up food and you don't know what name they put it under. It's like, it could be under one of 10 names.
RIP. That's the worst. Or like, yeah, or like a table reservation at like dinner, and it's like, and one if like someone else made it, and you're like,
yeah,
should be under this or that or my name or my last name, their last name. Oh god, the game. That's funny.
All right, well, anyways, Amazon, definitely check out our shops. I'm proud of you for updating it. It's a good thing to keep regularly updated. It just avoids questions, you know, of ever, where's this from, where's that from. It's like, it's on the Amazon shop, it's there.
Yeah, no, I know. And you always do that. And I was like, I literally buy pretty much everything from Amazon, so I might as well update that. So
true.
Yeah, good stuff on there. My favorite for this week are my hair extensions, actually. I got hair extensions like the day that we recorded last week's episode, so I hadn't gotten them yet. And I was kind of going back and forth, and it's so funny. I didn't think I was going as long as I did, and she put them in. And she was like, just keep the length. And if you want to come back in a week, we can cut it a little bit. But you can't like add it back on. But basically, I've never had hair extensions before. I have hand tied ones. And we did one row, which is equal to 6 wefts, like 6 pieces.
Wow.
And I just think it's a great way to enhance your color without coloring your hair. I didn't color my hair at all. And she just color matched them to the bottom of my hair. And it just like made my hair look so much more blonde without coloring them at all. And I just think it's a cool way. Like if you got a bad haircut or you fried your hair, it's just kind of like a great band-aid. It's almost like a healing process for my hair to let my natural hair grow. Because honestly, so my hair, I blew it dry. So actually, I didn't have to wash my hair for 6 days. I finally just washed it for the first time. I was a little grossed out, but I was talking to my other friend that has hair extensions, and she's like, I really just wash mine like once a week. Like I worked out a couple times. I don't know what it is, but it's just like they just last, and it's been nice. But I do find I like my hair like 10 times better curled than straight with the extension, so I have to curl
it. Looks so good. I have to say, like, I mean, even
thank you,
and obviously you could see it in all the pictures and everything. I've realized, you told me this, you were like, everyone has hair extensions. Dude, everyone has hair extensions. Like,
I know.
Every celebrity, every influencer, every, or so it feels. I don't, but that was a bad example.
Yeah,
but,
no, a lot looking, of people do.
Even at our friends, I was like, wait, out of our, like, even friend group, like, a lot of people do. Friends in my personal life, even, I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's like this kind of, and I always had this, like, personally, I don't know why I had this negative. I didn't judge other people for it, but I always thought it was weird if I got them, and I was always just like feeling weird. But my confidence just went up so high. Like, I just felt, I don't know. It was just like a fun little new me. I'm still getting used to it. I really feel like high school Danielle right now.
Yes, long hair. Yes. Go back and look at her old.
Yeah.
Even if you scroll on your Instagram, like, you do look like you coming to Georgia, like, visiting me
freshman year. Yes. 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 Exactly. So it's definitely interesting. But yeah, the maintenance, it kind of, they were kind of uncomfortable the first few days. I can only do low ponies. RIP the high ponies. I
do. So what do you, when you work out, you have to do low?
Yeah, low pony. Oh. Or like, but as my hair grows, the extensions grow with it. So I'll be able to pull it up higher as they grow, if that makes sense. And then every 4 to 6 weeks, I have to go.
Get them moved up.
Yeah. Whatever, so weird. But a lot of people ask me how long I'm going to keep them. I went to a tribe hair company here in Athens. Candace is the best. I trust her with my hair. And I graduate in May, and I'm not going to be living in Athens much longer. So I'll definitely have them out by then and just like free for the summer, because if I want to get in the ocean, I just.
Yeah, that's a lot. I get that.
That's a lot. And then maybe in the fall, New York City.
Wow.
And again, I don't know. But it's like Brooke said, so I didn't realize how many people have extensions. And now that I'm like more aware of it, it's like, whoa, it's like such a normal thing. And if it boosts your confidence a little bit.
Yeah. I would just say the only, obviously, the only con is the cost, I would say.
Yes, it's quite expensive. It ranges at different salons and everything, but it's definitely expensive. It's because it's 100%, you know, hair. It's highest grade Remy cuticle, intact, ethically harvested. I asked so many questions during my appointment.
Ethically harvested? So what the heck?
Well,
what
is you that? Know, because... Well, because I was like, you know, who's growing this hair? You know what I mean? Like, it's coming from, like, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, there wasn't anything, like, unethical.
Totally. No, that's a good question.
Growing, going. Yeah. I don't know. I was just, like, making sure. But
no, that's good that you asked a lot of questions.
Yeah. Washing my hair for the first time was kind of weird. I don't know. It's all, like, getting used to it. And, like, the other day I got back from class and I had a long day. And I was like, oh, I just want to take my extensions out. I was like, oh, wait, I can't. But, you know, I get more and more used to them every day. But anyways, if you're thinking about it, this is your sign. If you have the funds to do so, I suggest it. I'm into
them. They look great. So, yeah.
Thank you very much.
I mean, you just realize as you get older, like, for so many people, and it's not even like hair loss, it's just your hair isn't as full as it used to be. Like, when you're young and in high school and stuff, your hair is probably like the most voluminous it will ever be, which is crazy.
And it's so crazy. I don't know if you or anyone can relate. I used to be self-conscious of having super thick hair. Like,
yeah.
My hair was so... You too? And then my mom would be like, no, Danielle, trust me.
Like that's such a good thing. That is so great. No, I mean, my hair, like, in my family, like, my mom still has super thick hair, so I'm very lucky. I'm like, knock on wood. Like, I have a good lineage for me. So, like, but
Dude,
my hair goes everywhere. I was just telling my mom about that. I was like, why is my hair
yours
in my kitchen,
does.
In the living room? It's all over the floor. I have it sitting right here on my desk. Like, why is it everywhere? How do I avoid that?
I remember, back when we used to travel together in hotels, I'd always see it on the shower.
What? Like, but I don't even know how to stop it at that point.
No, your hair is just dark, because mine, I see it every now and then, and I think I shed a lot more, but since my hair is lighter, you don't see as much.
Okay.
I really think so.
That would make sense, because my hair is just like, it's heavy, it's thick, which I like, but
yeah, I love it.
But it's more for, I feel like the extensions too is for the length.
Yeah, I actually went in kind of wanting to do more density. Like, I just wanted more thickness, but then we also, because they're just like a certain length and then you cut them, but we just cut them a little bit, if that makes sense. Because some people just get hair extensions for density. You know,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, because I've seen people that have like extreme breakage or whatever that get extensions more to just like almost make it look normal.
Yeah, exactly. So there's just lots of options.
Wow, it's so confusing.
I just didn't realize. It's so confusing. I still don't really understand a lot of things, but yeah, hair, man. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like on us every day, and it's fun to play around with it. That was just a weird sentence in general. Anyway, so the Super Bowl was this past weekend. The Bucks won. Tampa Bay Bucks. Go Bucks. I just have to say, I had a couple people in my DMs, literally three, just say, you know, you're a bandwagon Buccaneers fan. I don't think it counts to call someone a bandwagon if they've lived in Tampa their
whole
life.
I agree.
Like, I was upset. Yes, I was hype. Okay, the Bucks have been terrible for the last 10 years. But when I was younger, for like 5 years in a row, my family had season tickets. We went to every game. I performed in the halftime show once.
Casual flex. Like, who is she?
I mean, yeah. Well, because my brother, he was like, I was talking to him and he was like, Danielle, like, no, you're not a bandwagon fan. You played in the, you're dancing the halftime show. I was like, oh, I kind of forgot.
She's
I mean,
a dancer.
Mind you, this was with, it was like all the studios in the Tampa Bay area. So there was like so many of us on the field, but like, I
remember
really
you used to dance in like Jingle Balls and stuff, right?
Yeah. God. The day is so much fun, but yeah, so go Bucks. It's totally because Tom Brady's on our team now, and like I totally realize that, but you know, go Bucks. Brooke, how'd you feel about the halftime show? Did you enjoy it?
I'm a bandwagon weekend fan for sure. I mean,
okay, yeah, same. I loved him a lot after that.
I feel like we all like know the classic songs, like, you know, right. Like you hear them, like the 50 Shades song. I mean, that's like,
oh my gosh, I died.
I listened to that like years and years ago, and now suddenly it's like making a comeback. It's in commercials now. I'm like, this was like, isn't this 10 years old? Like,
an old song. I thought it was really, really cool where he like ran into that fun house and brought the camera
cool
with
too.
Him. That was so cool.
I thought people were like memeing that up and like making fun of it, but honestly, yeah. And I can't confirm nor deny this because I don't know if it's fact checked that he spent $7 million of his own dollars on that performance. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
That's really cool if that's the case.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. From a marketing advertising perspective, he definitely made it back in streams just right away. Because think about the amount of people that were like, oh, you know, I haven't listened to The Weeknd in a while. Like, stream.
Oh, true. Yeah. No, I mean, he made a smart move. And I mean, it's just harder times right now. Not everyone has as many funds. But I think Pepsi sponsored it, though. So
they
I'm sure.
do. But they don't pay the performer, though. Like, I think it's the Pepsi halftime show. But like, I don't know. I was confused with all that.
Okay.
And yes, it wasn't as spectacular as last year or Beyonce or any of those people. Completely agree. But given the times, I think it was a great performance.
Definitely. It was a great performance. I loved how they got onto the field. I just love a big like moment like that, like all the lines. It was so
yeah.
sick. So commercials. There weren't as many this year that popped out to me.
I agree. And a lot of them were very sad.
Okay. I thought the same thing. And Ryan said that he had read all these articles like before the Super Bowl started. He's like, I heard that, you know, a lot of companies are trying to stay super positive, like no sad commercials this year. And I was like,
no, they're still, well, they weren't like sad, like, oh, I'm going to go cry now. But it was like, great message, you know, like the beers one, like, I can't wait till we're all together again and we could grab a beer. Like, I was like, I just like miss that. Like, that made me like sad. Like, when's the last time you told someone like, hey, we should like grab a beer? Like,
yeah, it's now it's like, hey, when the world's normal again,
we like, should like get coffee. Let's yeah, literally.
It's the craziest thing. My favorite commercial, and I think it's just because I literally love Drake, but Drake from State Farm.
Oh, so good.
Incredible. Oh, did
yeah.
you see that one?
Yes. That was a really good one.
I just loved it. It was so perfect because Drake, it rhymes. It was just cute. That was a good one. That was a good idea.
It was a good one. I'm like so nosy though. I'm like, how much did they pay Drake to endorse this? Like, I need to know.
The questions. Did you? I actually wasn't on Twitter because I was so into the game. Did you, were you tweeting the Super Bowl?
No.
Live tweeting.
No.
Not the game. But
not the game. I don't really, honestly, like sports are, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't like them, but.
No, I meant the commercial.
Oh.
Halftime show. What? Great play by Tom Brady.
No.
Great touchdown.
But even just like, I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed being able to, like, my mom and I, we like made all of our like healthy snacks and like sat on the couch and whatever and watched together. But to watch a normal football game, like, it's not, unless I'm like, you know, when I was at Georgia, it was so exciting because I was like a student, you know, it was
totally.
Great. But to watch like a normal football game, like, it's. Just like, I'll watch it, but how do you feel about it? You're more of a sports gal than me, I think.
I love football.
Okay.
I don't love watching baseball unless I'm at a game.
I don't like baseball at all. Oh.
Yeah.
No offense. Now people are gonna come for us and be like, well, I play baseball. That's offensive. No.
We're just saying what all girls think, but they don't want to actually say. No, I'm kidding. I don't wanna, you know.
Everyone has their favorite.
Generalize.
It's just like how some girls love hockey. Like, I've never gotten into it that much, but I respect it.
I love going to Tampa Bay Lightning games in person.
Yeah. Well, any but sporting yeah, event in TV. Person is a totally different experience. Like the
yes,
Georgia football true. Games are electric. Like, I don't know how to describe
electric. Yes. If you ever get a chance.
Any like those SEC football, any like Big Ten football, any of those like
college
big
football. Yeah,
college football. Yeah.
Totally. No, yeah, I love watching football. And, well, I mean, the Tampa Bay Bucks, I've been watching them this season just because I definitely didn't watch them last season. They were not good, okay? They just were not great. But, you know, it's an exciting year, mm-hmm. and this, like, it was a great game to watch. My favorite, actually, no, so I take that back. I loved the Draco. My favorite commercial, I don't know if you saw it, people reposted it as well, was the Tom Brady and Gronk T-Mobile commercial.
No.
You might have not seen that. I don't think it actually aired. I
was like, where was that?
During the Super Bowl, which I was confused about, but it was reposted everywhere. It was like, so Tom Brady ended up moving to the Bucks, obviously.
Yeah.
Gronk had been in retirement for a year.
He is so out cute, of retirement. By the way. Can I just say, like,
so attracted. I'm obsessed with his relationship, too.
Yes. Oh, now I am, too. I mean, and they deserve each other. I mean, he's dating, like, the most beautiful girl in the world, but
they're so perfect.
I think he's so cute and so funny. He's a great personality. Like, dream guy.
Such yeah. a great personality. No, I can't even go down that road right now. Oh my God, he's so cute and sweet and like, oh.
I know, he seems so humble and like nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, hey, what up? I'm Gronk. I don't know.
The T-Mobile commercial, I didn't see it. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was basically, long story short, it was like Tom Brady and Gronk like on a FaceTime, and basically it disconnects at one point, and Tom thinks that Gronk said, you know, come back for another year, like, don't retire yet, but he's actually saying retirement's so fun. And Tom's like, okay, I guess I'm gonna go to the Bucks and play another year. And then Gronk's like, oh shoot, I guess I'm playing now too. And then it's like, T-Mobile, that'll never happen, but also it's not bad that it did happen. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, because it was, but, like, their connection's so good. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I get that.
It was so that. cute.
I actually saw a really cute one like on TikTok, but it's an advertisement. It was a Lyft commercial. They must have filmed it pre-pandemic, because it was like, and Gronk was undercover.
I didn't see that.
As a Lyft driver, and like, he would talk to people. He'd be like, yes, like, what do you think about like Tom Brady and Gronk? And then he would like take off the disguise.
Wait, I love that yes. stuff.
Me too. It's so cute. They did with Alicia Keys too, which I loved. It was just, I like, Lyft is so smart for stuff like that, because people are making those like videos anyways. So to get on yeah. top of it, I love stuff like that.
I love stuff like that. There was one, well, like when David Dobrik had like Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are the best. Yeah.
I love stuff like that. It's not a commercial, but yeah. There was also another good T-Mobile commercial with Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. Will Ferrell had a funny Cadillac commercial. Yeah, it wasn't the best year for commercials, but I was kind of expecting that. I think a lot of companies decided against advertising mm-hmm. this year. I read some articles on that. It was kind of interesting.
Well,
but
it's so expensive for the Super Bowl commercials in general, like, to get a spot. Expensive. So it's like, you got to really... I know, because I saw some that I was like, this is not a Super Bowl commercial. Like, I won't name
not
names, but like, come on, like, step it up.
I don't want to name names. Yeah. No tea, no shade, but come on.
You know
on.
What I mean. You know what
no,
I mean.
No, I saw those.
I actually I follow back too. From my marketing student days. I follow Adweek on Twitter, and I saw a lot of like interesting like business side commentary of the commercials, you know, which I
Ooh.
Thought was, yeah, it's a fun
I bet
follow.
That's really interesting. Yeah. A fun follow. Well, do you think we've done enough Super Bowl catch up?
I think we've done enough catch up in general. I feel like catch up. I don't know why. I just was thinking
mustard. Mayo.
We were so stupid.
Today is just a day. I don't know why, but it just is, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Well, so let's get on into self-love, how we practice it, why it's so important. Uh-huh. Self-love versus self-care.
Yes.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day, all the things.
Yeah.
Do it.
I mean, I truly do believe what you believe, Danielle, which is, you know, you can't, how could you expect someone else to love you if you can't love yourself? Or if you want to get even more specific, if you can't date yourself, why would you expect anyone else to date you? Which I really like that line.
I saw that actually somewhere. Or did you
I
write
put it
that
on,
down?
I put it on a little note sheet. But actually someone, I saw it on Twitter. Actually, I stole that. So that is not an original idea. But I was like, that is so true. Because I posted a poll, like, do you get yourself a gift for Valentine's Day if you're single? And someone was like, I'm in a relationship and I get myself a gift. Like, you know, I love myself.
Oh, totally.
Like, I'm dating myself first. And I was like, honestly, love that.
Yeah. I mean, I just bought myself a far too expensive Skims silk nightgown for Valentine's Day for myself.
Oh, who is she?
I know, it's like long sleeve collared, Like, it's not like a little cami one. I don't really feel comfortable in those. But like a long, I don't know.
Bougie.
But let's go down that route for a second. Okay. Kind of what you're saying about, you know, if you can't date yourself, like, why would people want to date you? That sounded really intense, but you know what I mean? It is so crazy. And I just can't stress this enough, how once you truly take the time to spend with yourself, not just like, I had a day for myself, why does anyone like me? It's not like that. Once you truly take the time, weeks, months, to work on yourself, do whatever you need to feel comfortable and happy in your own body, you begin to love yourself more and more, whether you realize it or not. And then others are so attracted to it. Mm-hmm. Not that this is the goal, but it is pretty crazy how when you're like truly just like in your flow, doing your thing, not necessarily caring what anyone else is thinking about what you look like, dressing for you, doing for you, like people are so attracted to it like a magnet. Because like I find myself being more attracted to people, whether it's a friend or, you know, a guy or whatever, when they're just like comfortable in their own skin. It's just you want to be around them.
I completely agree. And this is actually something that I'm personally dealing with. Well, not dealing with, but I am working through a lot of this in therapy. I have like, and I think a lot of it for me is more deep rooted stuff that I kind of have to work through first before I can be like, no, I love myself. But that's why I'm in therapy. Mm-hmm. And that's why like it's helping a lot and stuff. But there's a difference between, because I do that. I'm a very independent person. You know me. I'm like, I'm doing literally everything alone. Like I would say 90% of my week is spent alone. But for some reason, that piece of like, but I'm doing it for me was missing until recently. So I like what you said, Danielle, about emphasizing like you're not just doing things alone and being independent, because for some people that's part of that's a battle. Like some people are very codependent, which is totally fine. And I get that. But I do think it's important to like learn to like, you know, go grocery shopping alone, go to the coffee shop alone. Like,
do those things alone. Main character moment.
Yeah. And once you start, you love it. And I love doing those things alone, but it's more so like doing it in a way where I am the main character because I love myself, because I deserve it, because I'm confident, because I'm strong, and switching the mindset there instead of just being like, no, I'm independent. Like, but adding that self-love component into it. So I guess what is self-love? What is self-love to you, Danielle?
Wow. I think self-love is just being able to be happy and content with whatever situation you're in, whether it's, you know, what you look like, what, you know, just being in your room alone for the day.
Being around friends, being around, yeah.
Yeah, just like being comfortable in yourself. I always say like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, for example, this is like such a weird example, but you're at dinner or you're with a couple friends. Hey, you know how girls always want to go to the bathroom together?
Yes, yes.
It's like, okay, like I have some friends, literally they will not go to the bathroom unless like a friend comes to the bathroom with them. I mean, more power to you, whatever. But self-love is being able to be like, does anyone have to go to the bathroom? No one has to. I'm still going to go. I'm going to go. You know what I mean? Like just like these
Danielle,
little things.
Yeah, I like that. That is really
it's
good.
True.
It is.
Like there's moments in my life where I'm like, I really want to do something and I want someone to join me, or I want, or like even with like Ryan in my relationship, we've been dating almost 2 years now, and there's times where, you know, oh, like Ryan, are you gonna go to this, are you, and he's like, no, I'm not, or vice versa, he'll say like, Danielle, you're going, I'm like, no, I'm not, but you go ahead, like I'm staying in tonight, I'm doing this, like you go to this thing, whatever, you know what I mean,
being like, okay with like doing it yes. for you, and yeah
and not having FOMO. I mean there's it's such an umbrella.
It is an umbrella, really. I just looked it up. Okay, so this is what Google says. Self-love is defined as love of self or regard for one's own happiness or advantage. It says it's been conceptualized as both a basic human necessity and a moral flaw, which I do agree that a lot of people a lot of people do see it as you're vain, you're selfish, you're conceited, whatever. Yeah. But meanwhile, it's like, I think of it as more of a fundamental basis of like, you know, your human needs. Because if you can't, it's just like, you know, if you can't love yourself, how could you expect to love someone else? How, if your cup isn't full, how could you fill other people's cups? And it doesn't need to be this super selfish thing. But at the same time, you deserve to be selfish in that regard.
Yes, that's such a great point. Being selfish is so okay in this circumstance, because if you're not selfish, like you're just constantly not going to do anything for yourself at all.
Yeah, so a little bit of my self-love, things that I'm like realizing just recently, is kind of like, well, for me this all ties in with confidence, which is an area that I think, it's so funny because I think like people might look at people like us, Danielle, and be like, god, they are just so confident, but meanwhile they don't see the bad days, man, the days that we are like, am I like do I have a purpose? Do I, like, you know, the days where we're questioning literally everything. And I know I'm speaking for you, but I know that we've talked about
it. We've talked about it.
And we definitely have felt that way. But I have been really trying to shift a lot of things in my life in terms of where my confidence comes from, and shifting it to coming from me and my opinion of myself versus others' opinions of me. And I think this is something that I did for literally all through college, all through even like the last year of my life. I relied so heavily on what other people, and I know you do this too, but if other people are like, oh, you look cute tonight. Like, I like the way, I like your outfit. You look good right now. You are so great. You are so awesome. Like, hearing other people's sentiments is what fueled me versus being able to look in a mirror and be like, God, I'm awesome. Like, I've never been able to do that. That's been so hard for me, which is so weird to say. Mm-hmm. And you would think it's the opposite because we're like always on camera and like you would think we'd be like, yeah, I love me. Ha ha. But to be able to like look in a camera and be like, God, I look like stunning right now. Like, I've never been able to do that.
It's a hard feat. I don't have that a lot. There's times where I'm playing like some Cardi B or something, right? And I'm like getting ready, I'm getting dressed, and like I'll have a moment where I'm like, I feel good. But it's hard to get there, and it's not normal to get there all the time, but it is good for you, and it's good to like start practicing getting there for sure.
Yeah.
When you were talking about, you know, caring what others think, my quote of the day on my Doing My Daily, which just restocked today, I do have to say, and
we have it in the show notes.
Goes up. Oh, cool. Yeah. So doingwelldaily.com. The planners are up again. I don't think they'll sell out today. The quote today was, your life isn't yours if you always care what others think. I mean, that's so true. Like, it's literally not your life. If you're doing everything for other people, it's nothing for you. Like, that's their life that they are caring about.
Yep.
Like, why, you know, and it's easier said than done, of course, but it's just like a nice reminder, because sometimes I'm constant. I mean, Brooke and I being on social media is such a blessing in so many ways, but also it's very, very hard because so many people are, you know, critiquing our life. And so you have to have that line of like, okay, like, am I okay with this? Like, am I okay with how I look before like you post? Like, I try to not post if I'm like wanting validations from people.
Oh, I'm so bad about that, because I'm like, I literally will do that. I'll be like, I had like a weak bitch moment, like I'm back, and then everyone's like, yes girl, yes, and I'm like, yes, like I feel hot again, you know what I mean?
Oh I do that too. Oh my gosh, yes. But like, if I'm feeling actively down in the dumps, I don't know. Sometimes I don't like to, but if I'm like kind of on the rise,
I get that. I get, no, but you know I get mean? That. And you're allowed to, and not every day with self-love. I did an episode on confidence, and I feel like I might be harping on some of the – over the summer I talked about this stuff, so I might be repeating some of it. But not every day is going to be perfect. And not every day you're going to be – it would be weird if you were feeling 10 out of 10 every day. I mean, you should. I truly want that for you guys. But to have – for me, to have some days a week where I'm like, God, I'm a queen, I'm a goddess, and then others where maybe – the goal is to just not let it slip so, so low, at least for me. Like, I don't want to be in the place of like, God, I'm gross, I'm these things – because those shouldn't be in my vocabulary and in my like what I think about myself at all. But instead, it just a baseline self-acceptance, just being like, you know, like I love these features about myself. I might not love these, which I know we both do that, Danielle. We both like we're big. And I think it's kind of in a weird way good to be aware of not even for physical features, but for me, like I know my flaws, like I know them and I own them. Like I can be like an obnoxious, I can be annoying, I can be like in people's face like a lot, but like I know that and I recognize like my mortal flaws, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually such a good point. That's self-love right there. That's self-awareness, which we talk about a lot. I know that sometimes I can just be too type A, too trying to plan things, too, you know, wanting too much, expecting too much in people, and then I get let down when other people don't do the same for me. But when you kind of realize that, you can still be upset, you can still be hurt, whatever, but when you kind of know, like, okay, this is something that I need to work on, it makes things
it's just awareness
easier.
I think awareness ties in with self-love, because if you're not even like a lot of people, they need to do the soul searching. They need to like look inward and realize, like, I've heard this so much recently. Like, how do I know what my purpose is? How do I know what I'm all about? Like, it takes time, and it takes time with yourself and sitting there and self-reflection. And instead of, you know, consuming everybody else's content, like sit there and do some serious self-reflection. Like, and that is a step in the right direction, I think, with the self-love stuff. I know, I don't know if I want to give this advice to everybody, but I personally do that with my physical traits too, because I know how easy it is to look in a mirror and be like, for me, I used to say this, like I used to be like, when I was growing up and stuff, I'd be like, God, I hate my nose. But like, you know, at least I have my lips, at least I have my eyelashes, like just Definitely. Other stuff. And I did end up getting a nose job, which changed my life, by the way. But I think being able to have at least, you know, some things that you love about yourself. It might not be everything, and that's okay. To like, you don't have to love. I mean, I know some girls are so good and guys are so good about that. They'll be like, you know, I love my cellulite. Like, I love everything. I'm not gonna lie. Do I love my cellulite? Hell no. But am I learning to cope with it and exist with it? Yes. And can I learn to make that a part of my confidence journey? Yes.
Piggybacking off of Brooke, I am so self-conscious about certain parts of my body. Like, so. But there are other parts of my body that I love, mm-hmm. and I try mm-hmm. to focus on those and dress for those. Like, certain, like, I just don't love how I look in jean shorts all the time. In the summer, every now and then. Like, that's just, like, something I don't always feel 100% confident in. I still wear them every now and then if I'm, like, having a day, if I'm feeling. But, you know, there's just certain things I love how I look in them. Like, I love wearing my leather leggings. Like, I love wearing my commando leggings. I feel like a queen. I feel great in them. And I think that's perfectly fine. Self-love is self-awareness and noticing how you feel in certain things. That's just, like, one aspect of it, though. That's just, like, literally, like, looks.
Totally. But I mean it more personality-wise, too. I'm just giving, like, I think it's mm-hmm. every element of your life. It's being able to look at those and be like, hey, you know, it might not be this, but it's in a positive way, if that makes sense. Like, recognizing your greatest assets and the things that might not be so great, or your flaws. Everybody has flaws, not even just physical. Like, everybody has some sort of character trait to them that might not be so beautiful and so amazing, but right. It's learning to live with that, or learning to work on that. And I feel like the act of that is self-love.
Yeah. And I mean, like, no one's perfect. Exactly. Obviously. And even with our flaws, they do provide something in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like, Delaney and I could not be more opposite when it comes to, she's super go with the flow. I'm super like, know what time. And while, yes, you know, both of those could have some flaws in it, it's a good balance, and we teach each other stuff. So, you know, I'm learning to relax more. I've definitely learned a little bit more to go with the flow, and she's learning to be more structured. Like, it's like a good balance. Mm-hmm. So kind of like learning that, it's just there's so much under this umbrella and topic, but I don't know. I don't even know.
It's overwhelming. I know. And I yeah. think people hear the phrase self-love, and it's really a lot. And it's a lot to process and a lot to cope with. I'll just give some more self-love anecdotes here. My therapist, I talked about this in a vlog. My therapist had me grab like my heart and like hold myself. And she's like, how does that like feel? You know, just literally placing your hand on your heart or your hands across your chest. You guys can do this now if you're listening. How does that make you feel? And to me, what I said out loud, which is the wrong answer, but I was like, honestly, it makes me feel really uncomfortable. And she was like, wrong. No, but not actually. She didn't say that. No, but like, that is self-love. That's physical intimacy with oneself. And if you can't be, you know, okay with like literally like holding yourself and being there for yourself and comforting yourself, how could you expect somebody else to swoop in and like give you a hug? Like, I'm like prickly when it comes to hugs. And I'm like, I need to learn how to love myself before I can be, you know, super mushy yeah. and like emotional and mushy. Open. Yeah. Cause how could you be a super open, vulnerable person with people if you haven't opened up to yourself first and like cracked that shell?
I love that, Brooke. I kind of going down that route. I think like, obviously it's Valentine's Day and a lot of people, you can decide how you want to look at this holiday. I've been single many more Valentine's Day than I've been in a relationship on Valentine's Day, obviously. But I feel like a lot of people during this time are like, oh, I'm sad. Like, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have a partner that I can be with. But you can be happy for other people in love, because it's not your time yet. You're working on you, and that's more than okay. So many people are working on themselves. And like, I don't know. It's just like, I know it's easier said than done, but there is a reason that you are not in a relationship right now. You mm-hmm. are not in that point in your life. You need to be doing yourself. You need to be working on you, spending time with your friends, your Galentine's, whatever it is that you are doing. Everyone's on their own path. And it's so crazy. Like, some people just find the one a little bit earlier. Some people are dating someone that's not the one, and they're going to break up, and then yeah. they're going to have to go through. Like, there's so many facets to that. And I think something that I learned when it comes to jealousy of other relationships or even like other people's successes is trying so hard in me to be happy for them instead of being jealous of them. Mm-hmm. I think that's
it's really hard though. I will be totally candid.
So hard.
I've been single for every Valentine's Day ever. I mean, I'm me always single. No, but I've never had like the proper like that. Like, let me get you chocolates and like oh. Which is so cute. And I've always wanted that, but for some reason I still love Valentine's Day. Maybe it's just because I love like pink and red and like the you know the colors and like
right.
the cuteness
See?
Of it.
Perfect example.
But it's okay. But I will. And then another side note. I will say I opened up my Instagram the other day though, and I saw literally the first thing I was greeted with was someone that I know that's like in a new relationship. And I was like, for some reason, the first place my brain went was like, I got to crank up the apps again. Like, I'm so behind. Like, why? Literally, why? That is so messed up.
Gotta crank up the apps, pop in the oil, get it going.
Literally, like, start the engine, vroom, vroom. Oh my God. No, but seriously, that's just an example. And I know other people do that too. That's why I'm saying this.
Totally.
And then I took a second to be like, oh my God. Number one, I am so happy for her. Like, I know everything that she's been going through to get to this point, and I know like the whole story of them together, and like I am so happy for them. Like, why do I automatically have to go to a place of like lack? Like, oh, like I have to find that. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, yeah. But then going back to the Valentine's Day thing, I think that you can have an amazing day. Also, it's just another, I mean, I love Valentine's Day. I think it's great, but it really is like a made up Hallmark holiday. Like, let's be honest here. It's not like I'll say it. Like, it's just to, and unfortunately, it's become this big thing. Like, the heart shaped everything and the heart shaped cakes and the heart shaped pizza and whatever. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be
so
that.
So many guys don't do that. Also, like, Brian's like so, I mean, he like is so sweet and stuff, but not all guys are getting these heart balloons, let me tell you that. Like, I said to Ryan yesterday,
Danielle, like expectations, like not lowering your expectations, but set more realistic expectations for your partner almost.
Yes, because sometimes social media, you see these like blogger couples.
Yes.
And you bought her, like, the 8-foot teddy bear. Yes. I've never gotten an 8-foot teddy bear or the chicken nugget heart shape. Yes. I've gotten flowers because I literally every year I'm like, Ryan, I like flowers. Like, I like, you know, like there are, like, you see these photos and I'm hopefully going to post a cute photo on Valentine's Day, but there is a lot that goes behind that and it is a little superficial.
I like that you're saying that because I think it's so easy. Like, and honestly, if you're like me, I am not going on my phone on Valentine's Day, and that is A-okay. Like, I know going into this, like, I just know that my mindset's probably going to be a little down that day, as much as I can say, like, who cares? I love myself pink and red. Haha. Like, what I'm going to do is probably cook myself a nice dinner, watch a good movie. I might FaceTime some of my single friends and have a phenomenal day. And you know what? That's okay too. And
definitely,
we're all celebrating in our own way. I think, unfortunately, the holiday of it all makes us recognize too. It's like, for some reason, it's like this February mark, like, indicates like how single you are almost, because it's like, you know, cuffing season's over the winter and then Valentine's Day comes around and everybody's like, oh, like, am I still single, you know? But realistically, it's just a day that you can go out to the store and buy yourself the damn chocolates if you really want to.
Oh, I've done that in the past. I know for sure. I especially did that in high school so much last year. So yes, I was in a relationship last Valentine's Day, but I had the best Valentine's Day last year, and I didn't see Ryan until like, well, we did the getaway house, but like, not till that night. But that morning I woke up, I remember I put on my bright pink turtleneck, my white puffer. I was, you know, this was right before Corona hit. I remember it was like the last few weeks. Justin Bieber had released his new album, Changes. I was on the bus having a main
That's
character moment.
That's a great
moment.
Album, too. Yeah, yeah.
So good. And I mean, I hadn't even seen Ryan. I was just in such a good mood. I got myself some Starbucks. Like, I had a me morning. Like, I don't know. I think it's so...
It's all a mindset. It's your mindset. Because you can choose to let that impact you and be like, God, I hate this day. I hate all these couples, blah. Or you could choose to ride past it and be like, I love myself. Like, damn. Like, you know what?
And people love that shit. Like, oh, shit. She's just having a day.
Literally, like, strolling down the road. Like, that's why, like, I feel like men, not men in general, but people are just attracted to confident, secure people who know what they're doing. Like, they really, truly are.
Mm-hmm.
Can't show any weakness. No,
so
but it's
that fine balance for
it
sure.
It is. No, and you, I mean, I don't want to say fake it till you make it, but for me, it kind of is that way.
It does.
I'm definitely like, for me, it's going to be hard to completely 180 my whole mindset on all this stuff, but I'm definitely working on you know, if I need a little bit of an extra boost, if it is like the listening to music, if it is like trying to be able to start affirmations, I never really got into them. Like, it's really, really hard for me, but trying and taking the first steps.
Okay. I think I told you about this last week, but the song, it's called I Am by,
I am wealthy, I am rich.
I am that bitch. I am gonna go get that bag, and I am not gonna take no your shit.
Yeah.
It's so good. That whole rap, you guys, like, it is a good anthem. Delaney and I are gonna try and do it every morning together because it's just like a good one. Like, that I mean, good. Not everything in that, it's like always like, you know, you don't have to.
And everyone's attracting whatever they want to attract. You know, for me, I'm like, I am going to go get that bag. But other people might be like, I'm going to, you know, go do like,
I am a queen.
Get like, those grades. Like, yes. Yeah.
Exactly. Affirmations are definitely kind of hard. I started out trying to do affirmations by looking in the mirror and saying them, and it just didn't work. It's hard.
Yeah.
I do find writing them down in the morning.
And you're doing well daily?
Am I doing well daily?
I love it.
Or just like saying it in your head. Or just like while you're, or even like if you're nervous about tests, like I'm gonna do great on this test. I'm gonna do great. Actually, I'm gonna do great. If you didn't know, I'm gonna do great on this test. Like,
it's all mindset.
It helps. It's mindset, baby, mindset.
And if you go in with the negative, then you're just setting yourself up for.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I
know.
And some people like think manifesting is woo woo, whatever. But your mindset subconsciously changes when you're actively saying things like that. You're actively doing things towards your bigger goal that you might have. This quote, I just have to say it. I don't really know when is a good time to say it, but I just have to say it now. I saw it. It says, you can be the ripest, juiciest peach in the world, and there's still going to be somebody who hates peaches.
Yep.
By Dita Von Teese. I am probably butchered that, but it's so true.
And what are you going to do? Conform yourself to be something that you're not? Because... yeah, no. Like, I'm never going to, like, tone down my personality or, like, do anything just to, like, fit a mold and be like, maybe if I do these things, like, someone will date me or someone will like me more. What? Like, no, we're not doing
that. Because when you're confident in yourself and, like, you might have certain things, like... I try not to, like, bring up my insecurities. I have this really bad habit of, like, I get dressed for the day, I'm with somebody or whatever, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, like, don't mind my nails. Like, they're really ugly. Or,
yeah, you know, I did my that hair too, is really yeah. messy.
Why don't you just own it? And, like, I mean, obviously, okay, sorry, there's spinach in my teeth. Yeah, maybe we can address that one. But, like, certain things, just kind of, like, own your overall aura. It's so crazy how people aren't going to notice that pimple.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't notice. Like, Delaney will point out stuff all the time, and I'm like, I see it, but I did not before. It's so crazy.
Or if you're like, you know, I really should have washed my hair, like literally stuff like that, that you're like, yep. Oh, like, don't look, you know, it's like I had a bad hair day or whatever. No one is looking. Like, I don't know. I feel like also you see your friends in a way more positive light than they see you. I do believe in that whole thing of like, would you ever talk to a friend the way you talk to yourself? You know, we sit here, Danielle and I, we sit here and we hype each other up. Like, I don't know if I would never go into something and be like, I would never speak to Danielle the way that I speak to myself, which is sick. Like, when you really think about that.
Oh my gosh. I'm saving that to my brain. That's great. It's like, would you say this to somebody else?
Never. So wow. Yeah,
that's great.
Absolutely not.
That.
So keep that in mind. Like, how would you talk to your best friends? Danielle, would you like to end with a few rapid fire things that we do for self-care? Because I know self-care is different than self-love. I do want to say that. I feel like self-love is the overall, like we said, like the concept of just prioritizing you, putting yourself first, but realizing that your needs come first. And self-care is more so the individual acts of what we can do to perform kind of like rituals of self-love.
Love it. I love that. I know you have like a really nice list, so I'm just gonna say my one big one. Not just working out in general, but when I go work out, I actively feel so much better because I know it is good for my body. Mm-hmm. I'll look in the mirror and like think I looked like, I just like, I'm like, yes, I feel better. Like, I naturally just feel better in my body. You know what I mean? You do your 12 through 30, you come back, you instantly just feel better. Yes, you did great for your body. Yes, it's self-care, but it's immediately more self-love because you're so happy with yourself for like doing something great for your body. So that's the first thing that just came to my mind.
I feel that. I feel movement in general whenever I'm having a down day and I'm like really just in the dumps or whatever, like even just getting out and like literally leaving my apartment, going for a stroll around the block, like always makes me feel better. For me, self-care, honestly, it's doing the full routines. You know,
full bit.
How often do we rush through things? And I don't even know why I do, because I have a lot of time these days, but still, I still find myself rushing. Like, I'm going to take a quick shower and do everything this way. I can be ready in time for this. Why am I not giving myself more time? Why am I not giving?
Oh, I love that.
You know, because I know you do that too. Like, you literally called me the other day. You're like, I have 5 minutes to shower and then I could call you back. I was take your time. Like,
that's so true.
Yeah.
So much more enjoyable too. Like, you always feel like you look better too because you like really took the time.
Instead of rushing through if you're doing your makeup or your hair, or what I do, you know, when you take a really deep shower and you do like the shave, you do all like the serums after
the shower. Yep.
That shower, literally that shower to me is self-care. I also feel so good after. I mean, like, put on like a cute set if it's your free, what did you say you just ordered, the Skims?
My Skims nightgown.
I'm all about that. I'll wear like a matching, like, I mean, I don't know if this is TMI, like bra and underwear set, and I'm like, damn, like I feel cute, you know what I mean? And not,
yes,
and it's literally for no one else but me, like no one else is seeing it ever, but I feel good, and that's huge.
Ever.
No. Ever. You will never see
that. I know what you're trying to say. Like, you're not posting an Instagram story.
No, and I'm not like taking, I'm not even like sending pictures to friends. Like, it's literally just for me to sit around.
Pictures to friends?
You know.
Sorry, I know what you mean. I'm totally not saying
Instagram. Yes, I'm not. It's not like a cute workout set, which is also great that I would post on my Instagram story or like, you know, take a snap or whatever. Like, I'm not really just taking snaps of like my bra and underwear. Like, no.
I'm sorry. I just really saw an opportunity.
Okay.
There. Yes.
Okay. Well, at least that's not going to all my friends.
Anyways, yes. Doing even there are times when I put on my cute little like pink underwear and I'm like, oh my God, like no one's seeing this, but like I love this for me.
Especially after the days when you like do work out or you do something good for yourself. Like, even if it's just for me, like shaving, I'm like, God, I feel good. Like,
That's a success in itself.
Yes.
Shave days are big days.
I mean, we always talk about this stuff, but like the reading, journaling, meditating, I know you hear it and you're like, all right, guys, I get it. But like that to me is self-care. Like that to me, when I'm like, I'm getting into bed with 2 hours to first journal and then I get to read my book that I love so much. And it doesn't even need to be like self-help book. Like I said, we love a good romance novel. We love a good,
like Colleen Hoover. Oh, yes.
Love it. That is self-care.
Definitely. 1000%.
And of course, doing the good stuff for your body, if it is, you know, cooking yourself dinner, meditating, which was what I've been doing. But, you know,
I still need to do that.
No, that sort of stuff. Some people's self-care is like literally scrolling on TikTok for hours. I don't know if I would equate that to my personal version of self-care, because it's not like that like fuels me up. But like certain days I need that. And I listen to my body and I'm like, you know, I need to like sit and scroll TikTok for an hour today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm due for a good one tonight. I haven't been on TikTok in so long. I just looked at that one TikTok you sent me, but I haven't scrolled. I'm very excited.
It's very, very good. Yeah, I just feel like anything that makes you feel like the best you. And like for me, I feel like the best me is, like after I take that amazing shower, maybe I like blow dry my hair and like I just feel good. Or I love a good Sunday self-care moment. I love prepping.
Yes. When grocery shopping, everything.
When you feel so good for the week ahead, like that to me is peak self-love. Like I love myself peak. The most when you wash your sheets and you do all of your laundry and you're like looking to a week ahead and you're like, wow, I already made my to-do list. I already did all these things. Like I'm setting myself up for success instead of stress.
Literally, I like that just like hit.
I can't wait for Sunday now. Like, I look forward to Sundays.
Yes, this Sunday night is about to be. Oh, wait,
no, it's Valentine's Day.
Well, that's perfect for you. There you go. Boom. I'll be with Ryan. But no, there are certain nights. Do you ever have those nights when you've, like you said, got your to do list done, got everything done, and you like put on a pajama set? You like still have time to do things before you go to bed. You're like, oh, I'm gonna floss now. I'm gonna
Do a face mask.
I need to floss.
I'm telling you, it's an easy thing.
My dentist told me I need to. Okay.
I know. But like, you just like, you're like setting your alarm. Like, you, I don't know.
The candle is on. Yes.
Like, it's the perfect night. And you're like, wow, damn.
Because the worst feeling is that feeling of like rushingness or stress, or you didn't give yourself enough time. So like, literally by practicing self-care and like putting that into the schedule, I feel like you're almost giving yourself like time back in a way if you're doing it the right way.
Definitely. It's like, okay, here you go. Here's a little.
And it doesn't need to be every day. I try to do like little things every day. Like I'll be like, I mean, of course, I have periods of every week where I'm like, Uber Eats, self-care, haha. Sure, that could be your self-care for the day. It doesn't need to be that deep. It could literally be like, hey, I'm going to read 20 pages of my book before I go to bed. Self-care. Yeah, I'm going to wake up a little bit extra earlier today, like Danielle said, so that I don't feel super rushed and stressed to get on my Zoom class at 8 a.m. That is self-care.
Mm-hmm. Self-care, self-love. I hope you guys are all practicing it this week and every week for moving forward. Hopefully this inspires you a little bit. One step at a time.
It's not progress over perfection in this area, for real.
Definitely. We can all chat with each other about it. And we're always here for you guys. And I need to like listen to this episode once a week, I think.
Me too. And it is not selfish. That's the conclusion of all this. Self-care is not selfish. It is a basic practice that we all need to be better about.
I love that. Self-care is not selfish. Self-love is not selfish. And I hope you guys all have an amazing week, an amazing – I like to call it love day, just love in general.
Me too. Like, and it does so – honestly, good. Like when I was younger, my parents used to get me like little things. You know, I get that
I
stuff.
Oh, I loved it.
That's like your Valentine doesn't need to be necessarily romantic love. And I think we need to be better about that. Galentine's.
Galentine's. Yes. Well, we love you guys so much. Hope you're all having an amazing week. And we'll talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Of hell, the devil scrolls through Instagram and TikTok looking for fresh souls to enslave.
Yo, 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 what's up, my jits? It's your boy Jaden Extra here with some.
Who are these people?
Easy pickings for possession, your lord darkness.
They are truly unbearable.
I believe they refer to themselves as influencers. Do you have anyone in particular in mind?
Money, money, money!
Him!
My numbers are way down, babe. I need to change it up. Didn't you see that Halloween video Machine Gun Kelly made with the devil? He's like huge now, all because he sold his soul to the devil. This could be my big chance.
I'm not having this conversation. It's wrong, Jaden, and it's evil.
I'm done with the drama, Fem. Just leave, all right? And you're not coming to Cabo with me.
I hate you! Hey y'all, it's Fem.
What's up, it's Jaden.
What's up, it's Carly Hansen.
Hey y'all, it's Oliver Tree.
Yo, what's going on, it's Ian Dior, and we all know Valentine's Day is the most romantic time of the year.
Whatever. My friends and I are about to turn the whole holiday upside down in our new scripted holiday series, Valentine's Day in Hell.
Are you familiar with the work of Anton LaVey?
Is he on TikTok?
No, he's not on TikTok, you dumbass. Anton Xandor LaVey. He's the dude who founded the Church of Satan. I'm starting to fear that maybe you're messing with powers that are far beyond your cognitive comprehension, Jaden.
I got it, bro. I've seen a version of this movie 20 times. You're like the badass demon hunter, and I'm just some little jit who is messing around with things he doesn't understand. And in the end, I'll get all messed up, and it will be up to you to, like, save me.
First, we spent Halloween in Hell. Now, you're invited to be a part of our next musical podcast from our In Hell series.
This time around, the devil is playing games with all of our hearts, trying to ruin our Valentine's Day plans by dragging us down to the fiery inferno in the deepest depths of hell.
Demons, place a hood over Jaden and escort him to hell.
This is your fault, Oliver. I know Jaden came to you for help.
Satan has picked Jaden for some reason. Now it's up to us to make this right. So who's with me?
I'm with you, Oliver.
I'll go.
What about you, sad girl?
I'll kill some people if that's what you want.
Then that leaves you, Clappy.
Count me in, Oliver. Besides, I ain't got nothing to do. Might as well spend my Valentine's Day in hell.
In each episode, you're going to hear new original music from artists like Ian Dior,
Jaden,
Carly Hansen, and me, Fem.
Subscribe to the Valentine's Day in Hell podcast for full episodes, bonus material, and original music.
This February, check out Valentine's Day in Hell.
Brought to you by Audio Up and Podcast One.
Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.